To reach Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-825-5033. That's 1-800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, call Art at 1-800-618-8255. That's 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers, dial Art at area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Now again, here's Art.
Once again, here I am. One of my last opportunities to tell you, book signing, Encinitas, Barnes & Noble, Saturday, 10 o'clock, beginning at 10 o'clock, 1040 North El Camino Real. I truly suggest you get there early, if possible. We're going to get back to Harlot, the very disconcerting Harlot. Disconcerting why? Disconcerting because she's right about a lot of things. She's right about all those in the middle. In the end, there'll probably be two groups left. Harlot will be in one, some of you in the other. And there'll be a great middle ground. The middle ground probably will disappear, and then there'll be a war. The only question I have is why she has chosen the particular side she has chosen, and we'll ask that in a moment. All right. Harlot, are you there?
I'm here, Art.
All right. I want to do a couple of things. One, read you this first fax.
Okay.
If Harlot is a true Satanist, she will publicly repudiate Jesus Christ and all his works, stating that he is not her savior. If she will not do this, then she still believes in Christ and is not a complete Satanist.
May I begin?
Begin.
To the entire world, I rebuke Christ as my Savior. I rebuke him. I stand against him, for I am a worker of wickedness, iniquities, and love the fulfillment of sinful joy. I deny the cross. Deny the crucifixion, for Jesus walked not this earth in the flesh. I deny him. I will never, ever pick up his cross. He can carry it himself. I will never, ever proclaim him as my Savior.
All right.
And I did what I did in that church, Mr. Bell. I did out of virtue to know what I must have known at that time.
I buy what you're saying, okay. That you believe that, yes. And that is your firm belief.
Thank you.
Facts 2 follows it up. Dear Art, okay, I believe she knows and accepts that she is on the path to hell and eternal damnation.
Mm-hmm.
Who in their right mind would choose pain? Pain hurts. Pain is not comfortable, especially for eternity. That is the only part I just don't understand. From Steve in Stateline, Nevada.
Steve, you're close to me. I love pain. I inflict pain on my own body, and it motivates me well. I have many scars on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Each scar represents an act carried out against my victim. Mr. Bell, I would rather be tormented. I would rather burn and feel that heat to have my body have done horrible things done to it in the kingdom of hell than to step 1 foot or even give God a blink to enter his kingdom. I hope that when I go before him, that when those books are opened, my greatest dream come true is when they open that Lamb's Book of Life, that they call it. I am not found there. I wish not to be, and I will not be. And you brought up a question yourself, Art, that I am very glad you were going to ask me why. Correct? Why
right.
I would choose to live this way.
That's right, sure.
Okay. I love fulfilling my human desires. if you cannot grasp what I'm saying here, I love to stack my treasures on earth. I love to follow my human nature in all its most animalistic ways, mm-hmm. in this most brutal, most sexual, most the fulfillment that it gives me is almost indescribable. I love to be able to perform the unholy acts that I perform on my own body. I love to caress that loving and satisfying feeling of physical fulfillment. In the Christian faith, I find that many people forego the natural human desires. See, I am the type of person that if Dan or whoever it might be, I don't even know a Dan, down the road decided to commit adultery, I would be there with open arms seeking the fulfillment of that natural human animal element.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. A lot of people want to talk to you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Harlot. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Naomi, and I'm 29 years old.
Where are you, Naomi?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
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 What I wanted to ask you is, you know, you're no different than a lot of Baptist preachers right here in Alabama. And, you
really?
Know, why can't you believe that God comes to different people in different cultures all over the world?
I didn't say that. I did not proclaim that. God approaches himself how he wishes to be approached. What I meant and what I'm going to say is that any faith, period, I don't care what it is, that proclaims God is offset immediately themselves as my enemy. The people in the middle, not so much.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am a Wiccan. I have been a Wiccan a long time.
I know that.
My mother was what you are, and I was raised in North Carolina in a cult right outside of Charlotte, and it was horrible. I lived a horrible life.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was completely foul. She mm-hmm. beat me and my sister. She was a horrible mother.
Did she have justification in that beating?
No, me and my sister learned to walk on eggshells at a very early age.
Okay, well, a lot of that, hon, there are people in this world. I have known people of a godly faith that have went overboard with abuse.
Okay, but you and seem like you're the type of person you would love that.
Ma'am,
you would just love that.
Cause... Ma'am, listen to me one second. I had a child that was brutally taken from my arms and from my life.
Well, I had a sister
okay.
practically taken the same way from my mother.
Okay. So we have a common ground here. The only thing that I can see here in the differentiate, to make this different, is that if my son would have been given his father justification, so be it. But my son did not.
How can a five-year-old give anybody any justification? How can a small child give anybody any justification?
Ma'am, I know where you're going here. I know where you're going here, and I'm going to tell the entire world right now. I do not, I repeat, I do not harm children. I believe firmly that my son, if he had given justification to my ex, I didn't say he did, if he could have, if he would have, so be it.
Her question was, how could a five-year-old give such a justification?
Well, I put it to you simple. I had a five-year-old child one time take a knife and cut me. And if it had not been for the simple fact...
What did you do to that child?
Nothing. They were playing around. The child ran by me, ma'am, and we began just goofing around just like... adults do with children sometimes, just having a little fun, and all of a sudden I felt a cut on my back. And
well, maybe that's the parent's fault, not that child. A five-year-old, you were right there. You shouldn't allow that five-year-old to have a knife in its hand.
Ma'am, I didn't
see the child. If I saw a five-year-old, if my five-year-old was running
okay.
around, I would
okay.
snatch knife away and paddle her honey or put
uh-huh.
her in the corner, and
right.
she wouldn't have a knife. Any five-year-old with a knife, that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, that's not my problem. That was the parent's problem, and, you know, that's not my problem how people raise their children.
I don't understand how you could see children running around with knives and not say anything to the parents. But see, what I'm asking
ma'am,
is...
you didn't give me a chance to explain. Yes, I did confront the parents on the problem. I did. And you know what I told them? If they don't do anything about it the next time, if anything like that happens, I will carry out my justification on that child myself.
On that 5-year-old child?
You bet your butt I will. Now, that child is a loving child with respect.
You would behead it?
Ma'am, it is not time for that. It is not time for that. I have never laid a child over an altar and did anything barbaric like that in my entire life. And nor would I ever do it without justification. And what I will tell you...
There is no justification for killing a child.
Let me tell you something. I understand your point of view, okay, and I'm taking it, okay? If the apocalypse, and if everything was now, if right now that leaf, if you will, was turned over, and everything began right now, any child born of a Christian family would be considered enemy regardless of age. It is a fact. If you can't live with it, maybe a gray will stop by and take you off to Pluto. I don't know. But that
well,
is a fact, hon.
Well, another question is, you believe in astral projection, right? You believe in astral projection?
To a degree. Only
okay, well,
to a slim degree.
Art, I listened to just one of his rerun shows while he was on vacation, and he was talking about astral projection.
I've had many people try that on me before, and I just chew it up, spit it out, and send it back.
Okay, well,
problem.
Astral projection is a very natural thing. I mean, you can just lay down. Okay, you understand that astral projection is natural. Why can't magic be the same way? Why can't you sit down and relax and communicate with the world, with the forces? Why do you keep saying, well, God this, God that, God's this horrible being? He's not this old man sitting up on a throne.
I didn't say
he's
that.
Not a personality that we can even understand.
All right, you're hearing from a Wiccan. She's going back to the argument that magic is natural. Why can't, she says, magic be a natural thing?
Well,
not good, not evil, just a force, like the ability to get out of your body. That's what she's asking.
Okay. I can respect that. Ma'am, you there?
No, she's not there.
Oh, okay, she left. Okay. The reason is, Art, somewhere down the road in our lives, we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice at one time or another. To those who make a choice, I respect them. For those who do not make a choice, I have no respect. It is a natural thing that you will never fulfill the full potential of your power until you accept the Father of it.
So you have more contempt for those who have not made a choice than those who have, no matter which way it is.
Respect. At least I can look at a Christian and say, okay, at least you got guts.
Okay, I think I can respect
that. At least you got guts.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Harlot.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is hard for me to say. I'm at a point in my life where I could go either way. And I heard her at the beginning of the program say that she enjoys taking people to hell.
Taking them to Satan.
Right, to meet your master.
And he does the rest.
Right.
I can't take no one to hell. It's not in my
power. You said that. Your job is to trick them and
to lead them and
you practice
astray.
Witchcraft
exactly.
And
whatnot.
Well, I'm at a point now that if I could make a deal with the devil for a life of prosperity and wealth, I'll go with you because I'm struggling day to day and I'm tired of it and I watch my kids go without food and I'm ready to go. Can you do that?
That's uncalled for. That having your kids go without food is uncalled for.
Can you make a deal or tell me how to make a deal?
You betcha I'll tell you how.
Or can you make the deal for me?
First thing you need to do, sir, is come unto one rational decision. And that decision must be made with a clear mind, a clear conscience. Can I ask you a question? Do you drink a little bit, sir, when you have the opportunity?
I drink a whole lot.
Okay, I kind of figured so. 1 week, go without drinking anything. Let the reality of not having alcohol begin to impact your life.
I've done that too.
Okay, okay. All you've got to do is begin to change your own ways. You must look at yourself as having vital existence in this world, that your existence in this world is more important than anything, period.
I already believe that.
Okay, if you believe that, you're on the right track.
But what I'm asking you, excuse me,
go ahead.
Can you practice your witchcraft to send me these riches?
All I need, sir, and I tell you what, if there is any way that before you leave the air, Art Bell can get, and believe you me, I'm only up and up on this, if Mr. Bell would be so kind to do so, I will give you my phone number, you give me your phone number, we'll talk off the air, and we'll go from there. How about that? Would that be okay with you, sir?
Sounds good to me.
Well, I'm sure it sounds good to you, but I am going to intervene here, and I'm not going to put two people together for that purpose.
Okay, I understand your point, Ms. Art. I understand your point, and I can respect that. Sir, is there any way? Let me see here. There is a way. Let me go here a minute. What part of California you live in, sir?
Modesto, California.
Oh, I am familiar with Modesto. I have been all through that place. I even slept under a bridge in under Modesto, not too far from, right basically on the river right there that runs down there where all the walnut trees are. I think you're pretty much familiar with that area. And I slept under a bridge down there in order to sprinkle unholy deeds around that place. I'll tell you what I will do. I will connect with you, and I will approach my master, and I will do a lot of things here. You're going to begin to feel strange presence around you very, very soon.
You're going to contact me?
No, sir. I'm going to send you what you need.
There you go.
Okay.
When you feel the presence, when you feel that strange...
When should I expect this presence?
In the very near future. Promise me, in the very near future.
Are you talking weeks or months or...
Days.
Well, Art, I'll let you know.
Let me know. All right, Arlette, hold on. We'll be right back. I'm not sure somebody who's already asking for that needs Harlot's help. I think when you once you ask, the old line, you should be careful what you ask for, is probably fully in force. From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM.
Taking your calls on the wildcard line at area code 702-727-1295. That's area code 702-727-1295. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It is, and it's great to be here. This is a very, very, very disturbing kind of topic on the one hand, because I really didn't expect what I'm getting. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but it isn't what I expected. But then again, life rarely is what you expect. And we'll get back to Harlot, or Patsy, in a moment. Patsy?
Yes, I'm here.
Your son was taken from you by your ex, if I understand what I've heard tonight correctly.
Yes.
Your son at 5 years of age surely did not deserve what
he
got.
No, he didn't. He did nothing. All my son did was come down with the flu, and it's a long story, Art Bell. He took him from me at a very early age.
I understand that. So your son, without a doubt, has gone to God.
In my mind, he has gone to hell at Right.
How can you say that? Why? Based on what?
Based on the simple fact that when he was born, I performed a certain ritual over him. That basically, I told Satan, and in this faith we don't ask, we tell, to beg an audience with God that this child be that of a devil, of himself, that he could use this child in a most unholy way, and to do and to raise this child into this faith, you know, of course, with my help, of course. And,
Patsy, hasn't it occurred to you that if you really did that, that he took you up on your offer?
And I'm happy that he did. That would just, when I go into my eternal damnation, my son would be there. You know, Art, when you called me that afternoon and everything, I said that I would desecrate the birthplace of Christ.
You said that, yes.
And believe you me, I will, even at the consequences of my own death. I would desecrate that place. I would virtually wait to my menstrual cycle. And when I was on my period, and I virtually would blood that place, and I would perform a most unholy dance over it. When Jesus came, that was, in my opinion, the end of everything. We are suffering from his presence on this planet yet today. The church itself is nothing more than a gossip hall of money. The church foundation, all the churches combined, could solve all hunger on this planet. And one day, they could do magnificent works on this planet. They do not do them. I find it hard for such a loving, compassionate belief to allow little sufferings on this planet that they could stop. They could put their assets together and stop them. But no, they let it fall on the shoulders of governments, politicians, so forth and so on, and nothing really ever gets done. A lot of the political issues and religious issues are nothing new. They've been argued as far back as you can find a president. They're just argued in different ways, different techniques. It almost comes to the point that they don't really want to solve a damn thing, because if they solve too many problems, there would be a lesser need of them. The church can consider themselves fortunate that Satan is the best friend they have ever had. They make millions off scaring people to death, virtually scaring people that we got to get to the church on time, mm-hmm. or we're going to go to hell.
All right. First time caller line, you're on the air with Harlot Patsy.
Hi, Patsy.
Hi there, sir.
Hi, Art. It's a great show. Let me come online by saying that, first of all, I am a diehard Christian.
Good. Here we go.
From a standpoint, if you would allow me, Patsy, I would like to say a few things in my belief, and then you're more than welcome to respond to them.
I'd be more than happy.
I've been listening to this show for about 2 hours, and this young lady, older lady, I don't know your age.
32.
I'm sorry?
32.
Okay. Actually, the same age I am, has been using this to spread her belief of Satanism, or whatever she likes to call it, and... I think for a point, there needs to be a brought into a Christian sense in here and have a true Christian word brought in, because it seems like as I've been listening, there has been more of the opposites calling in for various different reasons. So from that aspect...
Not really opposites. There have been Wiccans who have been calling in, but
right.
Wiccans are kind of in the middle. They seem to worship nature. They certainly don't worship the devil. And I think that what we have here with Patsy, I'm now beginning to believe more and more and more as the hours have gone by, we have the real McCoy.
Oh, I give her full credit for being the real McCoy.
Yeah.
Don't doubt her in the slightest. And unfortunately, she and I agree that the middle ground people are going nowhere quickly. For that reason, as a Christian, it's as the Bible says, it's either hot water or cold water. There is no lukewarm.
That's the one place where you two are going to agree, and now it's going to go downhill from there.
But respectfully, Respectfully, I would like to say a few things. First of all, I think the problem with a lot of young Christians is they feel that they look at it as a power struggle, and in a sense, it's a power struggle from good and evil. But when you think of the word power, it naturally comes from evil. You see the movies, you read the scriptures, you read history, and evil deeds seem to be the most powerful deeds. Christianity, the life of living a godly life, is a more laid-back, a quiet belief, a trust in the fact that God's word is word. But there are also Christian warriors, and from that stance, I think the problem with this is, and no disrespect towards her beliefs, from a human being standpoint, from a Christian Satanism, of course we don't agree, and I won't even get into that. We don't have time. But the fact is, there are strong Christians out here. And, Patsy, just for your information, I listened to when you said you grew up when you were young, you drew the pentagram in the sandbox. There are also stories such as mine. The opposite is true. When I was 3 years old, before I was even old enough to understand what Christ was or who Satan was, my mother walked out in the backyard and found me burying a parakeet that had died and saying a prayer over it before I had even known what was going on. When I was 7 years old, I heard my parents praying God's prayer. After hearing it one time, from then on, I have quoted it word for word. In the same sense, when I meet people, when I walk up on people, people tell me that there is a quiet calm to me. I've had pastors tell me, and when I'm saying pastors, the difference here is we agree on two things, actually. First of all, I also agree that in an entity, the church as a central location is, how should I say this with tact? I don't agree with 90% of the so-called churches in the world today. The reason I say that is it seems to me like as time has gone on, churches are in for more of what they can get as far as money-wise. The Word of God should be number one. That is what a church is about. In the Scriptures, a church is when two or more get together and speak of the Word of Christ. The fact of people getting together with 500, thousands, 3,000, giving all the money out, not knowing where half the money goes to, I don't believe in that. I have visited probably hundreds of churches in my lifetime from all different denominations to find my way. I am at ease with myself because I have a one-on-one relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ. It's very strong. It's very subtle. But I have no doubts in my mind where I'm going. And with that being said, to add a little humor into this, the last Christian that came on here and said something to Patsy to you about he was going to say a prayer.
Uh-huh.
And you responded, "Were if the apocalypse was coming today, I would have to behead you." Am I correct on that?
Absolutely.
Hello? I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
Ma'am, I would draw the line on my neck for you and bear it for you. Have a nice night, people.
Oh, I figured he'd leave before I got a chance to say something. That's typically Christian. Art, can I comment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sir, I know you're still listening, which I hope you are. I can respect slightly what you just said, but there's one thing you hit on that just made my entire night laxed. There's nothing better to a satanic person than a relaxed Christian. The more relaxed you are, the lesser you impact the world. The lesser you impact the world, the greater we serve our purpose, because that's the less people you affect to go to heaven, opening the door for us to come in and me to infect their life, plant a seed in their head, and the ultimate goal, straight to hell. I do thank you for being a lax Christian. We need more of you.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Harlot.
Good morning, Art. Good morning, Harlot.
Good morning. Unholy morning.
Where are you, pray tell?
I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Harlot, I am a Dianic witch. And I'd like to go back to what you said about magic not being not natural and a supernatural force. The way I view magic and the way it works, it's a force that science has yet to quantify. Think about it. 200 years ago, the way we were talking would seem magical. Yesterday,
200 years ago, the way we were talking, they would come to my door, and
I and Art would be burned in the town square,
and I would love it.
Don't rule it out yet.
I'm not.
The point I'm making is that today's science is yesterday's magic. Magic is a force like electricity. I can use it to run my computer, or I could kill somebody with it.
Okay.
It's how you use it that counts.
Right, and let me tell you something. It's a responsibility taken therefore thereof also counts. See, I will kill, and I will take the total blame for it. Art, I really want to say something here.
Okay, let her say something, ma'am.
Oh, sure. Okay. I was agreeing with her.
I want to say something here. If I were to go out tomorrow and commit an act of cold-blooded murder, I would go into a courtroom without, well, they would appoint a defense, naturally, but I would go up in front of the judge, ma'am, and look that person right in the eye and said, end of trial. I have done what I've done. Now you carry out what you must carry out. There will be no trial. I am guilty. I would boldly stand and say in front of a jury that I killed them. There is nothing, no second guessing, no games, no OJ. I can tell you that for sure. I would boldly admit
I believe
trial.
You. I believe you.
I would, Mr. Bell.
I agree with you. You do have to take responsibilities for your actions in this life, definitely.
And Satan is, you know, and Satan is my master, and everything that I do, it's like if I curse someone, I let it be known. Let it be recorded on this night. Let it be written in the books that must be that this must be recorded in, that I, Harlot, I, Patsy, have committed this evil act of magic, and I will be held accountable. I must be held accountable. I must receive no mercy. In retaliation, I must be more hateful than my enemy. I must always be more hateful, more conniving, and more evil. The more retaliation that I bring upon myself, it increases the evil. Hell, Satan, that's what I'm all about.
I guess I have a question for you.
Yes, okay.
I'm pagan myself, and I've always viewed Satanism as a radically dissenting Christian sect because you follow the same belief system. It's just you work the opposite side of the street.
Ma'am, it is nowhere near the same. Let me give you a perfect example. In the Christian church, they do this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the merciful, and so on. Blessed they may be in the eyes of God. Unblessed, unholy blessed they are, because they will be trodden upon and stomped down by cloven hooves and our army. It's different, hon. It's totally different. Yes, it is totally different.
Yes,
the Christian church does not uphold. The Christian church does not uphold one iota. They do not uphold magic. They do not uphold the practice of any art that is not coming directly from their word. They do not uphold the Christian realm, and our realm are two different. You slap me, I'm going to knock your cotton picking head off. You stomp my foot, I'm going to cut your foot off. It is totally different, hon. Totally different, taken to the extreme. Extreme violence, extreme brutality, extreme evil. That's why I've got Wiccans right here in this town, of beautiful little quiet town of Salt Lake City. They all talk, but they don't want to encounter me face to face. Because, hon, I will tell you now, when it gets down to the white on the rice, I don't play the game. I'm not going to, you know, goof around with little incantations and little spells and little hexes and little different things. The bottom line of it is they cross my path and they provoke me to justified, unholy reasons. I will kill through supernatural powers if I choose it. If I do not choose it, I will carry out brutality. My coven will, my bloodlord will, my warlocks will carry out a brutality of medieval proportions without any remorse. I have warlocks, son, that will stand there and wait for a cop to get there. They won't run.
Okay. We've got very little time.
Art,
yes.
Can I do something, please, before we go off the air, please?
Oh, yes, yes.
One last thing I want to say is, hell, Satan, great is his power. I understand the freedom of choice. I understand your position, Art. You're carrying out your destiny in this world. Hell, Satan, we're glad to have you. I'm glad to have you on the airways because it does give you a sense of reality to things that are coming in the quickening and so on. But world, Satan exists. I exist. As long as Satan exists, evil exists. I hope you Wiccans all don't do a damn thing because the middle will be crushed. That way the real Armageddon can begin. Art, I would like to thank you for the time. Hell, Satan, great is his immortal power, the primordial son of God himself.
Well, good night, Harlot. Thank you for being here.
I'll take one more phone call if you will.
No, we're about out of time here.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, America. And Art, I would like to be calling around and just dropping in sometime and saying hi.
All right.
That'd be fine.
Take care.
You too.
All right. I'm going to have to do a lot of thinking about all I heard. It's kind of strange. Early in the evening, I really thought that we were being put on. As the hours wore on, it became absolutely obvious that we were not being put on, that she believes exactly what she's saying. In a way, I think that it did Christians a great service to hear this. In a way, with regard to those who have not chosen, those who are in the middle, and I count myself among those, by the way, I think she's absolutely correct. That is not to say in any way that I agree with her. But with regard to those who waffle, those who are in the middle, there is a great area of agreement between those who would call themselves devout Christians and, you know, our friend Hail Satan here. So, very provocative indeed. And I'm going to have to do some very serious thinking about what I've heard over these hours, as I'm sure perhaps you will as well. Fascinating. And as you can see, I will continue to do this and explore all kinds and forms of talk radio and ideology that many may disagree with or be offended by. And this night was no different. In fact, this night was really, in many ways, a prime example of that exploration. So there you have it. And that actually is going to wrap up the week for me. I want to remind my audience that I will be in Encinitas. This is the one book signing I'm going to do for my book, The Quickening. I find it interesting as well that all sides seem to agree on the fact of the quickening. Both sides. It is occurring. Perhaps it is marking the day that all of you were talking about with Harlot, with Patsy. That's one other area that both sides seem to agree on. We are quickening. That's the book. I'll be signing copies of it in the one book signing that I plan to do. It'll be in Encinitas at Barnes & Noble, beginning at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Barnes & Noble, located at 1040 North El Camino Real. 1040 North El Camino Real in Encinitas. 10 o'clock Saturday morning. See you there. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell with a lot of thinking to do. Good night.